Salam alaikum to all of you, dear mu'mineen and mu'minat. Welcome to Reach the Peak, your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. One of the miracles of Amir al-Mu'mineen's words is the depth and the different messages which can be understood from them. A great example of this is in the 14th hikmah of Nahjul Balagha, where he, peace be upon him, says, "Man ضيعه الأقرب أتيح له الأبعد." He who is abandoned by near ones, remote ones will become available to him. Islam emphasizes for Muslims to take care of their close relatives. For example, in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 215, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, يَسْأَلُونَكَ مَاذَا يُنْفِقُونَ قُلْ مَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلِلْوَالِدَيْنِ وَالْأَقْرَبِينَ وَالْيَتَامَ وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. They ask you as to what they should spend. Say, let whatever wealth you spend be for the parents, relatives, orphans, the needy, and the traveler. Allah indeed knows whatever good you do. In this verse, you see that Allah Azza wa Jalla practically ignores the question what to donate, and instead answers the more important question of who you should donate to. And in the end emphasizes that Allah knows about your good deeds, meaning that infaq could be in the form of anything good that you own, be it large or small. It can even be an action, something you do rather than something you give. The point and the true meaning of infaq is filling a gap, doing something that needs to be done. So even non-wealthy people are perfectly capable of infaq, and the wealthy ones have no advantage over them. And before deciding what form of infaq should you take, we need to consider who should be the recipient of our infaq. Close relatives, and then the orphans, and the poor and needy people. So it is every Muslim's duty to take care of their close relatives. And what will happen if we fail in this duty? What happens to the one whose close relatives abandon him and do not help him? In this hikmah, Imam Ali alayhi salam tells us that where there is a lack of help and support from near ones, Allah Azza wa Jalla will provide that help and support through strangers. So let those who have been abandoned by their close relatives find comfort in this promise. Allah has not abandoned them and will send them the help that they need from where they do not expect. A clear example of this is our beloved Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family, whose own tribe, the Quraysh, not only did not help and support him, but also showed him great enmity. But Allah Azza wa Jalla brought the tribes of Aus and Khazraj from far away to help and support him. Interestingly, these two tribes were lifelong enemies of each other, but they became united for helping and supporting the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, "Kun lima la tarju arja min kalima tarju." Be more hopeful about what you have no hope in than what you have hope in. And he continues and mentions the story of Prophet Musa ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam, and he says, فَإِنَّ مُوسَى ذَهَبَ لِيَقْتَبِسَ لِأَهْلِهِ نَارًا فَانْصَرَفَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَهُوَ نَبِيٌّ مُرْسَلٌ. Musa went to get a flame for his family, but instead he received the prophetic message. Another example that the scholars give is Prophet Musa's case, where after his birth, his close relatives planned to deliver him to the Pharaoh. And Allah decreed that his mother put him in a basket and leave him in the Nile. And Pharaoh, who was his greatest enemy, came to his aid. The other interpretation of this hadith of Imam Ali alayhi salam is that if those who have close ties with each other, whether by blood or by religion and belief, do not benefit from each other's potential and do not help and support each other, the enemies will step in and steal them and use them and benefit from their skills and potential. And sadly, we are witnessing this phenomenon in today's world as something that is perfectly common and normal and widely accepted. The highly valuable and skillful young generation of a country are being stolen by others because their own society does not appreciate them and put them to good use. Yet another interpretation for Hikmah number 14 can be arrived at by reflecting on Imam Ali's account on the activities of the Mahdi Ajallah Ta'ala Faraju Sharif in Sermon 150 of Nahjul Balagha, where he, peace be upon him, said, وَيَسْدَعَ شَعْبًا وَيَشْعَبَ صَدْعًا فِي سُطْرَةٍ عَنِ النَّاسِ لَا يُبْصِرُ الْقَائِفُ أَثَرَهُ وَلَا تَابَعَ نَظَرَهُ. He divides the united and unites the divided. He will be in concealment from people. The stalker will not find his footprints even though he pursues with his eye. We have witnessed in recent history that some of the people who did not have good relations with each other were unified, and those who were friends and allies became enemies in a way that benefited the mu'mineen. And this is Imam al-Zaman Ajallallahu Ta'ala Fajr al-Sharif influence among the people. For example, the Americans who were friends with Saddam came in and arrested him and executed him. In these kinds of situations, you can understand that sometimes when the Muslims, i.e. the ones supposedly closer to Allah and to Imam Mahdi Ajallallahu Ta'ala Faraju Sharif, fail to fulfill their duties and perform the actions that should be done by their hands, Allah Azza wa Jalla carries out His plan by the hands of the remote ones, perhaps even the greatest enemies of Islam. One of the representatives of Imam al-Zaman Ajallallahu Ta'ala Faraju al-Sharif was Muhammad ibn Uthman, who is known by the name Amri. He was a seller of oil, and in the time of Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam, he used to come to the Imam with bottles of oil, and he concealed his questions in the bottle and got answer from Imam. For a while, he was the only one who could meet the Imam alayhi salam. He says that one day he saw Imam alayhi salam holding the curtain of the Kaaba and asking Allah Azza wa Jalla in his prayer, Allahumma antaqim min a'da'i, O Allah, take my revenge from my enemies. Okay, now we might ask how Allah Azza wa Jalla will take revenge. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that in the book that were revealed to the Prophet, peace be upon his family, Allah Azza wa Jalla has said, Antaqim min a'da'i bi'a'da'i. I will take revenge from my enemies by using my enemies. For conclusion, my brothers and sisters, do not despair if you have not been supported by your close ones, and keep relying on Allah Azza wa Jalla. Also, always take care of those closely related to you by blood or religion so that the enemies don't influence them and recruit them to their side. And last but not least, know that Allah doesn't need you or me for realizing His plan, so hasten to help the cause of Allah Azza wa Jalla, for this is a blessing and an opportunity for you. If you fail to benefit from it, Allah Azza wa Jalla will use others to carry out His plan, and the loss is all yours. So, if we have the chance to be among the hands of Allah Azza wa Jalla on earth, it is not because we are anything special or that Allah needs us, nor does He owes us anything for serving Him. We should always be aware that this is a blessing for us, and Allah Azza wa Jalla does not need our help. It is we who need to be a part of His plan in order to be blessed by His mercy and generosity. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, in tansurullaha yansurkum wa yuthabbit aqdamakum. O you who have faith, if you help Allah, He will help you and make your feet steady. And this was your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. So reach the peak wherever you are.